one of those sounds, of course, tells you that this is Monitor, and the other one, the music, tells you this is Sunday with Garraway, if you've been around here for a while. The tingling air of expectancy around Radio Central, which you may possibly even detect, is caused by the imminent arrival of Miss Marlena Dietrich. The voice, that is, because Miss Dietrich is in London tonight, standing by for Monitor. There'll be some properly round songs for a Sunday evening, I can tell you. And directly, too, we're going to Honolulu, where there's a big swimming meet. All such matters, of course, await the dispensing of the immediate news headlines, and that's Jim Fleming's department.
Thank you, Dave. The headlines, this one made by Monitor today. Moscow, NBC's Jack Bagan says the Kremlin is ruled by a fluid combination of leaders, that the ouster of Premier Belganin is possible, but would cause no change in Soviet politics. He broadcast this from Moscow. Bitburg, Germany. American jet rams British bomber during aerial maneuvers today. 6 British airmen killed. San Francisco, UN winds up anniversary meeting. Here's charter described as imperishable as the Magna Carta. In 1 hour, Monitor will be on the scene with the closing statement of the UN meeting. Pittsburgh, CIO steelworkers reject latest wage offer from Big Steel. Strike may start on Thursday.
Truck users really go for Chevrolet Task Force trucks with the most modern V8 engine in the industry.
Now for our live Monitor pickup at this hour. Well, we need guitars, Hawaiian music, we might get it. Not to keep you in suspense, we're going to Hawaii now, where the sun is high and a big sports event is underway. Span the Pacific to Honolulu for a swimming meet. So let's go swimming by way of KGU and Gene Good.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here in Hawaii. The air temperature is 80 degrees. The water temperature is 75 degrees. We're a pool fan at the Waikiki War Memorial Natatorium, where the 7th annual Kea Nakama Swim Meet is in its last day. Now, the Waikiki Natatorium is just Cocoa Head, or south, if you like, of the beach at Waikiki and in the shadow of world-famous Diamond Head. Normally, Monitor takes you everywhere, but now, through the courtesy of Soichi Sakamoto, the coach of the Hawaii Swim Club and the founder of the Kea Nakama Swim Meet, we bring everywhere to Monitor. First, we're going to Scotland. How are you, Jack?
Pretty fine.
Your name is what?
Jack Waters, Scotland.
From where in Scotland, Jack?
Well, right about Glasgow.
We understand that you've had some real fine races with Ford Kono this year.
Yes, that was last year in the NCAA Championships. Ford and I met about, four times.
Also understand that you have a twin brother.
Yes, he's back in Detroit just now, taking care of a job for both of us.
What do you do back in Scotland, Jack?
Well, I was in the Air Force back there. Came out here to Michigan University. Spent 4 years there.
Your affiliation with a group there?
Well, my affiliation, first one, is my home club in Scotland. Second one with Michigan.
Fine. Jack Woodruff, thank you very, very much. Now going down to South Africa. Peter Duncan, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm from Pretoria, South Africa. And I'm swimming for the University of Oklahoma in the Kea Nakama Swimming Meet. And this afternoon, I'll be swimming the 1,500 meters against George Onokio.
That should be a real fine one for you, right?
Well, I hope I will. I hope I'm fit enough to keep up with him. He's a great little swimmer.
How old are you now, Peter?
I turned 20 in April.
Turned 20 in April. And what's your best time so far and your best event?
Well, I swam the 400 meters in Olympic Games 9:52 in 4 minutes 37.9, which got me fourth place. And I thought that was about the proudest I could have been by coming in the fourth in Olympic Games. And I hope to swim the 400 meters and 1,500 meters in the 56th Olympics in Melbourne, Australia.
Fine. Well, this is actually the preview of the Olympic Games because all of the famous stars from around the world are here. So let's switch from South Africa across the other side of the world to Down Under in Australia. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Thank you very much.
And your name is what?
Hicks Ive, IVE manager John Hendricks.
And we'd like to have one statement from you regarding the big talk by Avery Brundage stating the fact that Australia is not quite ready for the Olympic Games next year. Would you like to make a statement regarding that?
Well, I think we're quite ready. I think everything will be ready by June next year. Everything's way ahead, and I don't think he quite got the right slant on things. I feel that he was possibly talking with the building committee and not the organizing committee, and after all said and done, the organizing committee put on the games, and we'll be right there.
Well, now, of course, you've brought John Hendricks up here to Hawaii to swim in the Waikiki Natatorium for the Kea Nakama Swim Meet. How have his times been so far in the meet?
He's created two world records, one in the 200 meters and one in the 100 meters, 26.4, 26.6, and 55.8.
Well, the 55.8 is the world long course record, then, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, they're both long course records. I would imagine this 100-meter pool here is pretty long for a boy to swim in. Well, boy, I haven't got to the other end yet. I couldn't tell you. You have a hard time walking back and forth, don't you? I can't even get to the bottom. I don't think I've got one here.
Mr. I from Australia, now turning to John Hendricks from Australia. All right, John.
Very well, thanks.
Well, we've been talking about you and your 100-meter and your 200-meter efforts for the Kona Comet swim meet in Waikiki. How does it actually feel for you?
Well, I think it's got my greatest thrill ever. I got more out of these last two races than any other race I've ever swum in my life.
You've been undefeated since about 1953, haven't you?
Well, it's only because I haven't met the right guys, I guess.
Well, you've been in the British Empire Games, you've been swimming here, and just about all over the world.
I really haven't had very much competition yet. I mean, I haven't swum against four of the Greek before in any meets, although I've been swimming in big meets, you know. And this is the first time I've really got a big thrill out of this meet.
Of course, you'll be in your home ground, so to speak, next year for the Olympics, won't you?
That's right. Well, I'm from Sydney, Australia, but the games being held in Melbourne is only 500 miles away, and we've seen a lot of meets there, so actually, this is my hometown, basically.
Fine. John Hendricks from Australia, thank you very, very much. Swinging now from Australia, we'll pick up a diver from Mexico. How are you, Joaquin?
Oh, hi. How are you?
What is your name?
Joaquin Capilla from Mexico City.
And who do you dive for down there?
From the Mexican Swimming Federation.
What do you have to go through, or what competition do you have to go through to qualify for the Olympic Games?
Well, we have our trials down in Mexico City, and there's three guys that are picking for the team.
Mm-hmm. You've been a runner-up to Dr. Sammy Lee for 2 years, or two times the Olympics, haven't you?
Oh, for quite a years ago, many, many years ago, every time.
How about this next year? Are you going to be able to make the trip there to Australia?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Well, of course, you have to beat the other two guys down there.
Right. Well, you got to make the team at least, you know. Three in the, on the, it's not going to be a little hard because there are a few dives over there. And I think I can make the team already.
How do you like Hawaii?
Well, I must say a few words to the Hawaiian people that the Hawaiian hospitality that they give us is really great. And everybody is so happy because of this terrific hospitality that we received.
Fine. Joaquin Capilla from Mexico. Hello, Bob. Bob Todworthy.
How you doing, Gene? How are you?
United States what?
United States Army. That's who I'm representing in this meet.
And who did you represent before?
Well, I represented Ohio State University for 3 years, from 1951 to 1953.
Two national championships, right?
I won four national championships.
Four national championships.
That's right.
And those have been on...
those were all springboards.
All springboards.
That's right.
You actually like the tower, don't you?
I like platform and springboard. Doesn't matter, either
you'll
one.
You'll be competing in the tower today, won't you?
That's right. We have 10 dives to do this afternoon.
Fine. Bob Potworthy, thank you very much. Hi.
Hello, Gene. How are you?
Fine. Let's see. Gary Tobian.
Yes, it is. Los Angeles.
You've been pretty fortunate. You've won the both springboard diving championships in the last two nights.
Yes, the 1 meter and 3 meter last night.
You'll be competing against the best today, though.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. That'll be quite a meet.
Gary Tobian from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Gary. Hi.
Hi, Gene. Good afternoon.
Mac or Sims Brown? Which one?
Well, both. Sims Mac Brown.
Okay. From where, Sims?
Los Angeles. Represents the Los Angeles Athletic Club.
You two fellows dive together.
Yeah, we've been pals for about 2 years diving together down there.
Fine, Sims. Thank you very, very much. The divers that are going to be competing here, and now let's turn to a swimmer from Ohio State. How are you?
Just fine, Gene. Thank you.
Al Wiggins.
That's right, Al Wiggins from the mainland. I hail from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm competing here on a patch from Pittsburgh and Ohio State University.
Fine. What stroke do you like best, Al?
Well, at the present time, I'm primarily a backstroker. However, this past season, I've had pretty good luck with the new dolphin stroke, and I'm still haven't decided as to which one I really do prefer.
Do you think you'll be able to make the Olympic Games next year? Do you know which stroke you might compete in there?
I sure have my fingers crossed. It's, at the present time, probably going to be backstroke. However, dolphin is still a very big factor to consider. I might be able to make the 200, which is the event in the Olympic Games.
Fine. Now, let's see. You've competed in how many events here this Kona Comet swim meet?
Well, I've competed in three individual events and two relays so far, with two more events today.
Fine. Thank you very much, Al Wiggins. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest now, and the lovely part of our ensemble here today. How are you?
Thank you, Gene. Fine. Beverly Graham from Portland, Oregon, and formerly the Mount Lemmon Athletic Club. I'm now representing the Hawaiian Swim Club under the excellent Sakamoto.
Fine. How many events will you be in today?
I'm in one today, and that makes six altogether.
How have you been doing? Pretty well?
Well, first so far.
And first so far. You can't beat that. Beverly Graham from Portland, Oregon. Thank you very much. Down the Pacific Coast to Los Angeles. How are you?
Fine.
Who are you?
Johnny Rocking.
Where are you from, Johnny?
North Hollywood, California.
North Hollywood, California. Let's see now. What are you be competing in out here?
Well, right now, I'm not sure about
the butterfly.
The butterfly.
50 bits. 50, is that going to be the butterfly breath?
The 50 bits, the 100 yards.
100 yards. What's your best time in that, Johnny?
I haven't been time for that far.
You haven't been?
No.
That's a long ways, isn't it?
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Hawaii, our national anthem. Flags raised atop the 10-meter platform, our national anthem being played at the Waikiki War Memorial Auditorium in Honolulu, Hawaii. To get underway, the final day of the 7th annual Keanekama Swim Meet. Just before the national anthem, we were talking to Johnny Rackin, whom, his father is press publicity agent for Roy Rogers. Is that right, Johnny?
Yes.
Fine. So he's listening in Los Angeles right now, huh?
I hope so.
The best of luck to you, Johnny Rackin, and that's just about all the time we have for this broadcast by direct wire from the Waikiki War Memorial Auditorium in the shadows of world-famous Diamond Head. This has been a monitor exclusive from the Waikiki War Memorial Auditorium and the Keanekama Swim Meet. Now this is Gene Good in Honolulu, back to monitor in Radio Central, New York.
Thrilling to hear the national anthem from Hawaii. Perhaps one day soon, the 49th or the 50th state. Monitor's first visit, and we hope not the last. Fleming here, Garraway there.
You're probably aware that there are several types of travelers. I think they break down really into two types of travelers. One man just packs up and goes, and then there's the wise traveler who plans ahead. Before he starts out, he contacts Western Union's new hotel reservation service. He tells them when and where he's going and his choice of hotels, if any, and Western Union takes over from there, reserves his accommodations at every stop in the hotels that he wants and within the price that he wants to pay. And then Western Union confirms every reservation by wire. So you can see the smart traveler has saved time and bother and, most important of all these days, frayed nerves. Gets more pleasure out of every trip, I think. You might play it smart like that yourself, you know, whether you're going away for a weekend or an extended vacation or business trip. Use this time-saving service because it saves time. Just call your nearest Western Union office for further details, and of course, there isn't any obligation.
Western Union, Western Union! Western Union, Western Union! It's wise to wire!
Garraway again here. Old Monitor is sure hopping around tonight. We've been to almost as many places as Hilton has hotels. Did you read, by the way, about the opening of the big new Hilton Hotel in Istanbul in Turkey? Someone said about the only place left for Hilton to start a hotel now is in Moscow. And he could call it the Comrade Hilton, couldn't he? I suppose he could. Old Network Phil is escorting a couple of friends in now. It's Betty Comden and Adolph Green. We're kind enough to hang around from last week when they got hung up with the National Open Golf Tournament, which was holding our attention up, too, remember? I promised that we could talk about their hit songs without interruption tonight, so I'll put Old Network Phil at his ease by first saying, this is Monitor, going places and doing things, and taking one.
Thank you.
we've got a story here, Dave, that you probably won't find among the international headlines in tomorrow morning's newspaper, a strange story about a dog. The members of mountaineering expedition to the Himalayas are passing around the word that when they climbed a 21,000-foot mountain recently, they were not alone. A stray dog tagged along, stayed with the men up to 20,000 feet before he turned back. Nobody knows where he came from. Nobody knows where he went. A mutt on a giant mountain in the Himalayas, eager to climb. Here's something that could happen in your doctor's office. A doctor's advice to Tom Cook.
You're in excellent health, but a word of caution. There's no need for you to take laxatives regularly.
Is that really true, doctor?
Yes. 5 New York doctors now have proved you can break the laxative habit and regain that wonderful feeling that goes with natural regularity. 83% of the cases tested did it. So can you.
That's great, doctor, but how do I do it?
Stop taking whatever you now take. Instead, every night for 1 week, take 2 Cotter's Little Liver Pills. Second week, 1 each night. Third week, 1 every other night. Then, nothing. Every day, drink plenty of liquids. Put yourself on schedule.
But how can Cotter's help break the laxative habit, doctor?
Because Cotter's not only relieve irregularity, they also improve the flow of liver bile that's needed for natural regularity. When worry, overeating, overwork make you irregular temporarily, take Cotter's temporarily and don't get the laxative habit. Get Cotter's Little Liver Pills, only 43 cents. Break your laxative habit. Restore your natural powers of regularity.
If you pay close attention during these next moments, you'll find out how to become a hit songwriter. All you got to do is change your name to Adolph Green and meet up with somebody named Betty Comden. That'll do it. Or the other way around, if you're the other way around. Miss Comden and Mr. Green are our guests tonight, and if you don't know who they are, then you weren't listening to an awful lot of very fine music in the past years. Remember shows like On the Town and A Billion Dollar Baby and Peter Pan? And, well, breathe there a man in whom the boy is so dead that he doesn't remember Peter Pan. Or movies like Singing in the Rain and Barclays of Broadway and Bandwagon. Such blessings have flowed from the twin heads of Comden and Green for a long time now. Maybe their stuff sings so well because they used to be singers. They were once part of a wonderful group known as the Reviewers, which included Judy Holliday in the group. Now they've gone and turned out an album singing some of their own great lyrics, a piece of which should do kind of nicely to bring them on. We did have to make one little change in here. Fussy old censors, you know. You'll hear what I mean, I think.
Heck of a town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. And people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York. It's a
heck of a
town. We've got one day here and not another minute to see the famous sight. We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway light.
But we've hair on our chest, so what we like the best of the night.
Sight,
light, night.
New York, New York.
Heck of a town.
Bronx is up and the
battery's down. And people ride in a hole in the ground.
New York, New York, it's
a heck of a town. Manhattan women are dressed in silk and satin. That's all the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. When you have just one day, gotta pick up a date.
Maybe 7
or 8 on your way.
Just one day, New York, New York.
Heck of a, heck of a.
The Bronx is up and the battery's down. And people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York.
New York, New York.
It's a heck of a town.
Oh, what a pretty sound, even though we had slightly, is it Baudelaireized or Baudelaireized it there? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Could be a Baudelaireized.
Maybe so. We're talking. Those people over there mumbling under their breath are Betty Comden and Adolph Green, who just wrote the super New York thing that you heard. I say super. To me, it's the most New York piece of music in the world.
Mm. Well, that is very nice to hear.
Yes.
I've got a question, though. I've always wondered about it. Mm. When you sing New York, New York, is it New York City, comma, New York State? Or is it New York City, New York City, like Boston, Boston?
It was originally supposed to be New York City, New York State, because it was originally written New York, comma, then N period, Y period.
We were hoping to call the show at one point NY, NY.
Uh-huh.
And we were stuck with On the Town, which turned out to be a splendid type. It was a sort of a bluebird type thing.
Yeah.
You know, that was somebody's idea on the town, temporary title. You know?
We hated the title. We fought it till the last minute. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Keep that thing. Have you ever had a reunion of the reviewers since you broke out? That was such a great outfit.
Well, we're very good friends with Judy. We see Judy Holliday all the time, who is one of the members of the group. And the other two boys who were in the group originally are not in show business, so-called, anymore. And we haven't seen them in a while.
We occasionally have a continued reunion by doing party turns every once in a while.
Yes, doing the material we used to do.
Yeah. Well, let's do some of the music from the album, which we haven't done yet, except for New York. New York, tell us about Mysterious Lady. What's that about?
Oh, well, that's a number from Peter Pan, which we wrote with Julie Stein. And
Sir James Matthew Barry.
I meant the number. That was a poorly constructed sentence.
Sorry.
Excuse me, Mr. Barry. Awfully sorry. Yes. And it was a number written for Mary Martin and Cyril Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Stein, who had worked with Mary before, told us that she had a coloratura singing voice, which we didn't know. And there was a place in the show, in Mr. Barry's play, where Peter Pan dissembles and tries to deceive Captain Hook. And we carried it one step further in a musical number by having her, having him pretend to be a woman dressed up, and he chases her around, and she hides behind the trees and generally deceives him until he unmasks her at the end. And we did it mainly to use this wonderful quality of Mary's voice.
So on the face of it, a slightly un-Barry-esque notion, but it seems to fit into the spirit of the thing.
Tell me, mysterious stranger, I can hear your voice, but I cannot see you. Tell me, are you vegetable?
No.
Are you mineral?
No.
Are you animal?
Yes.
Ah. Tell me, have you another voice?
Yes.
It's a beautiful lady. Oh, my mysterious lady, what is your name? Oh, my mysterious lady, from whence have you came? Answer my plea, who may ye be? Oh, my mysterious lady, what is your name?
Take off your veil and let me see your face. Why hide such beauty beneath a ton of lace? Take off your veil and let me see your face. Why hide such beauty beneath a ton of lace? Hey, hey, ha, ha, hoo, ha, he, hoo, ha, ha, hoo, hey.
What's your secret? Tell your secret. Are you charmed to me? Are you haunt me? Speak, oh speak, I pray thee, tell me, oh tell me your name.
Oh, por favor. Misericordia. Oh, Madonna mia.
Ah, it's Peter Pan.
La, 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 la
for that, sure. One hit some. I want to hear the if number from two on the aisle. Would you kind of set that up like this, jockeys, for me?
Oh, well, I was about to spin this platter. Right. Is that what you say?
You've got it. You're solid.
Now, let's see now. We have here a little number. You describe it. This was from a review called Two on the Isle. We wrote this also with Julie Stein. Mr. Barry was not in this collaboration.
Yes.
And Dolores Gray sang it on the stage, and it was a kind of waterfront scene. A girl and a looking very unhappy with a long cigarette leaning against a lamppost and singing about a man who was mistreating her. And on the record, we set it up a little differently, I think.
In short, it's a satire on that type of song.
That kind of torchy song. Mm-hmm. Joe, where you going?
Leave me alone.
Is it another woman?
I said leave me alone.
There he goes, as usual, my man, breaking my foolish heart. I really don't know what to do about him. I've told myself I've got to do without him. There he goes, as usual, my man, tearing my heart apart. He's made my life a mess. I've got to do this, I guess. Goodbye, Joe. From here I kiss you. Goodbye, Joe. I hope I don't miss you.
Hey, wait!
Goodbye, Joe. If you had been on the square and had treated me fair, we'd have not had a tiff. If you had not said I should go and jump right off the nearest cliff. If you had saved up the making you never had taken to coming home stiff. If I had not smelled perfume with a nasty, unfamiliar whiff. I'm gonna miss you, baby. Things could have been terrific. What's the diff? If you would not have the cheek to stay out for a week saying back in a jiff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you have and you were and you went and you did. And so goodbye. If I'd not seen you take Geraldine on the lake in your flat-bottomed skiff. If you were not found with Sue with your arms around her vamid riff. If I'd not seen you pen sexy letters to Gwen in your own hieroglyph. If you would not let me home when you had two seats for South Pacific. I'm gonna miss you, baby. You were too darn prolif. What's the diff? If you were not such a hound who when game was around always picked up the sniff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you have and you were and you went and you did. And so, goodbye.
Just lavish. Super. Colossal. Yeah. Well, bless your heart for coming in tonight, kids.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And good luck on the album, although I think luck won't have to take too big a part here. I think the material itself will do the job.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye.
Speaking of the weather, remember Morton Salt. When it rains, it pours. The weather forecast on Monday morning's weather map, an elongated high-pressure cell centered in the upper Mississippi Valley will cover the northern two-thirds of the country. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are scheduled for Monday through the Gulf and Plain states.
This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
I think right here we ought to have a little Lean Renault music. I like this record. I'm not sure you do, but here's your chance to find out if you do. It's called If I Love, and we'll have a little Barbara Carroll after it, please.
If I love, if I love, if I fall in love, it can't be with just a part of me. I must be all in love. If I care, if I dare, give my heart to you, it will have to be my darling for my whole life through. love, if I love, if I fall in love, I must fall in love with someone, all in love with me. If I love, if I love, if I fall in love,
it can't be with just a part of me, I must be all in love.
If I care, if I dare, give my heart to you,
it will have to be my darling for my whole life through. I love.
This is Monitor, Sunday with Garraway on SAME. And we are waiting with not too much patience for the lines to London to open up, because I believe we're going to have a conversation with Marlene Dietrich tonight. Meanwhile, our xylophone, or is it xylophone? I'm not sure. Xylophone, xylophone. Anyhow, here's one.
For the best used car at a low, low price, get an okay used car, take our advice.
Your Chevrolet dealer exclusively
sells okay used cars with warranty. Before a used car gets this okay, it's thoroughly checked in a big, big way. Reconditioned by experts too.
Warranted in writing by the dealer for you.
For top used cars, be sure to see your Chevrolet dealer who exclusively
has okay used cars better 6 ways.
Stop where you see the big okay. at your Chevrolet dealers.
So for a better used car, see your Chevrolet dealers. Okay, used cars. You will find what you're looking for. Good looks, good performance, and a good low price. Now, in fact, is the time to get a terrific bargain. Remember, every okay used car is warranted in writing by your Chevrolet dealer. Warranted to be okay all the way. The transatlantic phone lines here are taut with anticipation of hearing one of the most exciting voices in the world tonight as Monitor moves to the Café de Paris in London, where in somewhat capricious captivity is that bird of rarest plumage, Miss Marlene Dietrich. I have a feeling almost that you don't need the telephone, that somehow that intoxicating and heady presence might float across the ocean by its own sheer magnetism. She's appearing at the Café de Paris, which is a rather small club, has a small floor, occupied by people of great discretion. I believe she's coming onto the floor now.
This one is a lonely girl song. It's a confession and a promise to her man who is far, far away.
No love, no nothing. Until my baby comes home. No, sir, no nothing. As long as baby may roam, I promised him to wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing. And that's a promise I keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. No love, no nothing until my baby comes home. No sir, no nothing as long as baby may roam. I promised him to wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing. And that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no nothing, no baby, no sleep, no nothing till my baby comes home. Why don't you come home, baby?
A little later in the evening, I was able to have a few private words with Miss Dietrich. I say private to nobody listening except just Miss Dietrich in her little dressing room and me in the little velvet cell here in New York and the entire communications industry. on both sides of the Atlantic. In between, if they had any sense. Miss Dietrich, is the kind of fame and adoration that you've had ever lead you to be lonely?
Why?
Did you say why?
Yes.
I don't know.
Why should loneliness go with it?
Do you ever get to be by yourself?
No.
Do you like to be by yourself?
Not particularly, no.
Do you like to be surrounded by big crowds?
No, by friends and family.
Sounds awfully normal, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it is, too, I think. What do you do when you're in a place like London?
Oh, I'm busy from morning to night.
For example, what's your day like today?
Oh, we did a charity show last night for the orphans. And we came out of there at 4:30 in the morning. And so I had to get up early and get here.
Yes, that's right. It is early over there. Do you feel more at home in one particular city than all the others?
Yes.
Which one?
New York.
Oh, that's a healthy answer. And it's true here, I guess. How much of this is your home? Does New York belong to you in some special way?
No, my family lives there. Mm-hmm. And I have an apartment there.
Has your show changed any since you made the record album at the Café de Paris?
This one is different.
Uh-huh.
I make a change. I change in top hat and tails.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the show, I do it in a minute and 20 seconds.
Is it a regular top hat? Do you have to all get in and button it up and everything?
That's right.
If you could hand-pick an audience for a single performance... Do you have any idea whom you might choose to be an audience? Who is your best audience individual?
You see, I've only sung in Vegas and London.
Uh-huh.
So I have nothing to compare the others with.
Those two are...
The Vegas audience are wonderful. And the London audience is a heaven.
What are the differences between the two audiences?
You see, in Vegas, I sing in a very, very large place. And here I sing in a very, very intimate place, so I can sing different songs.
Uh-huh.
But Vegas is a very gay town, as you know.
Yes, I do.
They're a very happy audience.
Is London a more sophisticated group?
The particular place where I sing, yes.
What is the psychology in throwing in a song like The Boys in the Back Room, which seems like... Go ahead.
That's their favorite song in America and over here, too.
Go see what the boys in the back room will have and tell them I'm having the same. Go see what the boys in the back room will have and give them the poison they name. And when I die, don't spend my money on flowers and my picture in a frame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have and tell them I sighed. And tell them I cried. And tell them I died of the same. And when I die, don't buy a casket of silver with the candles all aflame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have and tell them I sighed. And tell them I cried. And tell them I died of the same. And when I die, don't pay the preacher for speaking of my glory and my fame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have and tell them I sighed. And tell them I cried. And tell them I died of the same.
Let me interrupt for a moment, Marlena. The old creep has crept in here again. Network Phil. By golly, and don't hang up, because he only wants a brief minute. Wants me to say this is Monitor going places and doing things. Take one.
¶¶
Ernest Hemingway once said, I believe, Miss Dietrich, that you know more about love than anyone living. Is this true?
I don't know.
It's hard
but
to know.
But he knows everything, so it must be true.
What do you think the most important thing to know about love is?
That you have to love in order to be loved.
You have to love in order to be loved. Which comes first there, then? You loving someone else?
Yes.
Is it possible that there are people who are incapable of love, who will never get it?
That's right.
And what can they do, these poor folk?
They can start thinking about others instead of themselves.
I suppose. Love is essentially a giving, then, you mean?
That's right.
But you seem to be the kind of woman, though, who was, what'll I say, born knowing almost everything. Is there still something you have to learn about love?
About love, no.
It's not an entirely charming answer. It set me back a foot and a half here. I want to play Das Lied des Aus now, which is German, and of course I don't understand a word of that, or hardly. Yet somehow I get the whole idea. Do you feel at home in any one language more than the others?
I naturally do sing better in my own language and in French, because I learned French first before I learned English.
Sure enough. Well, let us hear this one then.
Frag nicht, warum ich gehe. Frag nicht, warum. Was immer auch geschehe. Frag nicht, warum. Ich kann dir nur mehr sagen, ich hab dich lieb. Das Schönste im Leben wollte ich dir geben. Frag mich nur nicht das eine, frag nicht warum. Frag nicht warum ich weine, frag nicht warum. Wir gehen auseinander, morgen küsst dich ein anderer, dann wirst du nicht mehr fragen, warum. Das Lied ist aus, das ich für dich gesungen beim letzten Klang. Ward mir nach dir so bang. Das Lied ist aus, die Melodie verklungen, nichts blieb von der Musik zurück, ein Echo nur von Liebe. Frag nicht, warum ich gehe, frag nicht, warum. Was immer auch geschehe, frag nicht warum. Ich kann dir nur mehr sagen, ich hab dich lieb. Das Schönste im Leben wollte ich dir geben. Frag mich nur nicht das eine, frag nicht warum. Frag nicht, warum ich weine, frag nicht, warum. Wir gehen auseinander, morgen küsst dich ein anderer, dann wirst du nicht mehr fragen, warum.
Tell me a little bit about the meaning of Das Lied des Aus, would you?
Yes, this is the end of a love. And it says, don't ask me where I go. And I will be... I know you will go to someone else. And I'll be waiting forever for the day that you come back to me.
That seems like a slogan which could fit most any continent. This one or that one, where you are tonight. I'm looking at some descriptions of you that people have written. Kenneth Tynan, for example, who says, the Venus in furs with the black leather inner voice, over whom applause broke like a cloudburst over the Sphinx. She was energy and discipline. Life with its hands on its hips and its chin looking for a right hook, yet soft withal, as yielding as quicksand and as perilous. London has never suffered at the hands of so compassionate a murderess. May we rest in peace. Does that mean you killed him? Do descriptions like that in any way, well, how do they make you feel?
Oh, wonderful. A man like Kenneth Tynan.
And then the London Evening Standard said, you may have seen this, slithering down the stairs like a glacier glinting in the sunlight came a fantasy in white furs and rhinestones. She was wearing a dress that could only be described as a masterpiece of illusion, transparent enough to make you think you were seeing everything and opaque enough to make you realize that you were seeing nothing. Houdini must have designed it. That's what the London Standard said. Who did design it?
Jean-Louis at the Columbia Studios.
And is it opaque or transparent?
Both.
Don't you think that sometimes men make a kind of a ghost out of you in a way, a creature of fantasy for their own illusion?
But if it makes them happy, that's fine.
And I think there's room for a great deal of it, too. Being on the telephone with you, I think, is protecting me from falling completely under the spell here, although it's close enough just to be on the phone with you. Your telephone voice across the Atlantic comes through as though you were a full 2 inches away from me here, I think. What are the most common mistakes that people make about love?
Always omit something. They take it for granted once they have it.
Uh-huh. Is there any way you can protect love once you've found it? How are the best ways there?
You know, I wrote an article for Ladies' Home Journal.
Uh-huh.
It's called How to Be Loved. Why don't you get that and read it?
Well, mostly because here we are sitting on the phone here, but why don't you tell me what the ways are?
To protect love, you have to live and act and feel and do like you did in the beginning.
What beginning do you mean?
The beginning of love.
I see.
Everything is wonderful in the beginning.
What do we do later? Take things for granted?
Take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Are you coming back home soon, or have you made any future plans?
Yes, I'm coming back as soon as I finish here. And then I go to Las Vegas. I open there on the 5th of October.
Oh, you must have liked it if you're going back again, yes. Well, we leave you tonight, Miss Dietrich, somewhat as we found you, leaving us wanting more, with the song which has almost become your theme, hasn't it? Falling in Love Again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did you happen to pick it, or would you introduce it for me?
Now, this is the last one, and this is the inevitable one. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Miss Dietrich, I'm exceedingly grateful for you.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be connected with New York.
Do you miss it that much?
I do.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
A Monitor Worldwide time capsule from London, England, where George Morrison Morrison Weatherby George Dupree still takes care of his mother, though he's no longer three. In London, as in the rest of the world, it's precisely 58 minutes and 20 seconds after the hour. Wherever you are, when precise time makes the difference, buy a Gruen. Gruen, the precision watch, always on time.
Well, I can tell you, friend, there's a warm and heady air in the old Radio Central here tonight. I think we better crank up the air conditioning one more notch and make way for the next shift on Monitor about now. Coming up in the next hour, I can almost promise you the very live music of Woody Herman and his orchestra from Basin Street here in Manhattan. In fact, I'm going to hurry home to see that prediction come through myself. Suggest that you do the same, maybe, huh? Until next week, for Sunday with Garraway on Monitor, live gently, old friend, and peace.
This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.